This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephan with Dr. Jack Stockwell, joined also by Rich McFadden, sitting in who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich and Jack have much to discuss. There's been a lot of conversation this week about the supplement report in Consumer Reports. Many of you have seen it or seen articles about supplements that can make you sick. The underscore here, according to Consumer Reports, is that dietary supplements are not regulated as well as medications are. And the contention in Consumer Reports is it puts you at a health risk. I say garbage. These people, the Consumer Reports, have been had. You know, they say they don't take any advertising so they can maintain their integrity. However, if you look at where the money comes from in donations, you'll find plenty of dough coming from the big drug companies. Now, I say that. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA chiropractor, I find him to be one of the practitioners that I trust the most in Salt Lake City. Now, let me rephrase that because I used a misplaced modifier. He's located in Salt Lake City. I find him to be as authoritative and reliable as anybody. And because of this hoopla that has come, there's a back and forth. I'll tell you how this gets started. As you know, on Good Day Health, we have two doctors, Jack and Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus practices what he describes as evidence-based medicine. And he has long said he doesn't discount supplements. As a matter of fact, we've talked about them. We've had sponsors that were supplement companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He just thinks sometimes they're overdone. And I may be an example of that because we've all talked here about, I don't know, Richie, if you heard me tell the story, I had an ulcer 2 or 3 years ago, and it's sort of come back up again. And we traced it back to me getting a shipment of supplements that I was using for my brain supplementation from Life Extension. And ever since I started taking them, I've had an upset stomach. Or at least it took a while, but my stomach has gotten upset. And I noticed that it really, when I was on this routine, it would really, really bother me. I mean, I would be upset for 3 or 4 hours at a time. And when I'd stopped taking these, it was, hello, duh, that was the change. But it sort of activated this ulcer a little bit again. So when I was visiting with Jack and Mary at their clinic in Salt Lake City a few weeks ago, they put me on a protocol to bring me back around to sort of heal and seal up the ulcer. And so with that comes knowledge of what the different types of supplement companies are. They aren't all the same. Any more than all car dealers are the same, all airlines are the same, all clothing companies are the same. It's nonsense to, and this is what gives Consumer Reports sort of a black eye, because in a very unsophisticated way, they put all of the fact that they would put in a statement dietary supplements as if all of them were the same is ignorance on top of ignorance on top of ignorance. So anyway, conversation between Jack and Ken started in an email, and Ken suggested that we look at this Consumer Reports article, and Jack responded to that. But then Jack, I forget who actually put this, who kept the thread going, but there was an article about vaccines.
HPV vaccine, yes.
Right. How much that was a problem specifically. So Richie wrote to Ken to get his opinion of the HPV vaccine, which is for young women. Richie's got a 9-year-old daughter. Ken has a teenager. And Ken told you, Richie, that he did not administer that vaccine to his daughter, which surprised me, frankly. Jack, you have how many daughters in your extended family?
Seven.
It's a good Mormon family. What, 14 kids altogether? Have they had the shot? Hold on a second, Richie.
No.
They have none of them had the shot?
Absolutely not.
Richie, where do you want to go?
So, I saw this article on Facebook, go through the thread, talking about how one of the lead researchers for the HPV vaccine has now recanted her support for it. Mm-hmm. And so I started reading the article, and it was, you know, it gives you something to think about.
It does.
And she says that the uterine cancer is a very low rate anyway, so why expose all of these girls to these drugs that may in the long term have some effect on them when there really isn't that big of a risk?
Well, that's a very good question.
So, and just like anything on the internet, you try to research it a little bit and find out if she in fact did say that. And if you go to cancer.org, she did not say that, but what she did say is that, how long the protection for the vaccines will work and whether the immunization program will justify the financial costs. She still supports the vaccine, but just questions whether the cost really is worth all of the good. So I sent the first article to Dr. Ken. Jack, knowing exactly what you would say to me, don't do it. Why waste our time on
right.
that?
Yeah, there's a bit of predictability to
right.
that.
And knowing that Ken has a daughter and Ken reads all of the latest news that comes out every single week, I wanted to get his spin on it. And he said, it's a very personal decision. I have not given it to my daughter, but feel free to call me and we can discuss. And that's where we are now.
Well, there must be a reason why he didn't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I just don't know what that is yet.
I didn't ask Kara, who's
also... Well, yeah, I was going to say, this is interesting to me, because my sisters and I have two older sisters, have all gotten the HPV vaccinations, and at this point, I mean, it hasn't been noticeable to me that there have been any negative effects, although if it's a long-term thing, then I guess you wouldn't be able to tell immediately. But
that's the problem. That's the problem.
But yeah, it's interesting because, you know, now this stuff comes out and whether it's worth doing it. But when it first came out, you know, it was kind of like everyone needs to do this immediately. So we all did it.
Everybody, that's the news media.
Well, that one thing you got to remember about this stuff, one thing that's really, you have to keep this in the forefront. Vaccines, wrongly, are not classified as drugs. They're biological. They consider them biological agents. So there's no requirements to demonstrate safety the way a drug has to. Vaccine safety studies are just ridiculous. I mean, they compare a vaccine to another vaccine. Well, this one isn't as bad as that one. I mean, it's like if you climbed up a ladder and you fell from 20 feet, it would be like comparing it to someone else who climbed up a ladder and fell from 22 feet. I mean, that is exactly what's going on here. There are no safety studies required. Mm-hmm. And if you continue your search out there on the internet with HPV, you're going to find some of the saddest stories you're going to run across of the horrible side effects that have affected some of these people. And some of them are showing up infertile, as well as serious central nervous system neurological disorders. Now, most people who get vaccines do not have an immediate reaction or an effect because of this thing. But because there are no long-term studies, and I mean long-term, 10, 20, 30 years, where they actually watch what happens to somebody's physiology over that period of time, there's nothing really to compare it to, except some of the earlier formulas they came up that killed somebody. Well, you know, it hasn't killed anybody, so by our standards, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing, huh? All right, food for thought. Richie, is that good enough, or you want some more? Is that
there's no definitive answers, but I don't think that I expected one because there are so many different opinions on it.
Yeah. And anybody who actually contracts HPV, it's usually self-relenting. The body usually takes care of it 90% of the cases.
And that's another thing that I read, that it does take care of itself. So just so that I have some background here, Jack. What happens if you don't get the vaccination and you do get HPV? What's the course then?
Well, just the thing that anybody who would can contract a virus is just to make sure that you have a strong, resilient immune system. That's the, you know, this whole stuff that came out here the other day in the New York Times on immunotherapy with cancer. The same thing applies with any other kind of disease. The reason some people get sick and some other people never get sick usually is because one has a much more resilient, abundant immune response as opposed to somebody else who doesn't. We have a podcast coming out in a couple of weeks on that very subject.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of the podcast, Jack's podcast this week focusing as there's a special, every week there's a special focus. This week's podcast has to do with dangerous drugs, which I would like to talk about with you, and it sort of plays into this conversation that we're having here. So that coming up in a few moments. Right now, a consideration for Super Beets, ready to try your own Super Beets superfood. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or give Super Beets a call at 800-655-4183. This is a favorite nutritional secret. I guess maybe not a secret anymore because Richie's on it and Kara's on it. Jack, I don't know if I ever sent any of these to you or not.
I run out and check my mailbox every day. There's nothing there yet.
I'll trade you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm trading you long life energy enzymes and the ageless thyroid, which we can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, for a canister of Super Beets. How's that for a deal? Okay.
Yes, done.
Okay. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Minutes after the hour now. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen, examining a number of things, including this article. Let's get specific. We've talked about vaccines. We got off the track a little bit, even though I think the application of the thought process is the same. But let's get people to think about supplementation, because as you know, Jack, for all the years I've known you, I have taken Standard Process. This is not an ad for Standard Process. This is the reality. I have used Standard Process, but I've used other things, Nature's Way. I have this Life Extension product, which came to me as a well-recommended product, but I find myself with anything that I'm taking from there being suspect, almost to the point it's gotten to be a psychological switch that gets tripped. If I take a couple of these, I wonder, my stomach starts to get upset before I even put anything in it, because I'm thinking, oh, is this going to give me an upset stomach? So you put me on a protocol, but let's, for the purposes of basically contradicting, if that's the right word, the Consumer Reports article, which is full of garbage, the way that they come up with it. I mean, I have, as I said before, it's not a surprise to anybody when I'm negative on what is, how do I best put it? These people are considered mainstream. I don't like the mainstream. They say in the article that consumers are in the dark about dietary supplements, subject to far less stringent regulations. Do you know what a crock of manure that is? When you think about the FDA, who runs the FDA, who's in there, it's a list, a potpourri of people that work for drug companies, that go to work at the FDA in order to get their drugs through the process, and then they go back to their companies. I mean, it's a joke. So don't give me this baloney about how things are different from drugs. The FDA, because of its connection to the drug industry, has been trying to shut down the supplement business. Now, is it true that some supplements are bad? Yep. Are some companies bad? Absolutely. But to give this whole thing, to cast this dark shadow, Consumer Reports, on all, that's the implication, that all supplements are bad, is just crap. So, you know, whether you go to Costco, they cite this in the article, Whole Foods, GNC,
Let's explain, Jack, before I get off onto, I'm going to need another glass of Super Beats to calm myself down, get my blood pressure down. This is a very powerful industry, no question about it, and there are some good players and bad players, just like there are in the drug business. So how do you want people to understand the separation of the truth from the false in this article and in general about supplements?
Well, we make a strong distinction in our office and practice and on at ForbiddenDoctor.com the difference between a food-based supplement and one that's just a bunch of chemicals. And let's use Super Beats as an example. Where does Super Beats come from? It comes from food.
For beets. Hello. Yes, non-GMO beets.
It comes from non-GMO foods such as beets, obviously. But there are a lot of other products out there on the market that will be marketed as something that will increase the nitric oxide in the bloodstream that naturally occurs from foods like beets, but it isn't. It's a synthetic fraction. Now, what I mean by that is, like, if you look on the back of your multivitamin and it lists the vitamins by their chemical names, those vitamins are synthetic. And by synthetic, I mean they were made in a laboratory and they're only a part of the real food-based vitamin that the FDA has said, okay, you can call that B1. Mm-hmm. You can call that vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. It's only a small part of the entire vitamin C molecule. But the FDA considers the ascorbic acid to be vitamin C. They considered chloride, thiamine monohydride, as a vitamin B1. But it's not. It's only a small part of the real true food-based thiamine, vitamin B1.
All right.
And that's the problem.
All right, we'll keep this conversation going. Good day. Health at 28 past the hour.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you can save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt? That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Good Day Program. This hour, Good Day Health, is set up. Kara, you want to explain that? Now I'm going to put Kara on the spot. Jack has his Forbidden Doctor podcast that are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But I've never asked you, Jack, whether you put these hours that you're on your Forbidden Doctor site as well. And if you don't...
For Pete's sake.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
No.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Yeah. Don't you think 60 Minutes Office is enough?
No.
I am putting a note right now to my webmaster for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. So, Kara, that also means that we put, post this hour. Richie, why don't you go through this? The business side of me is involved in 87 emails to people about the Blog Talk Radio system situation that we have, the TuneIn Radio channel we're about to build. We can get podcasts downloaded from RadioAmerica.com, DougStefan.com, CRN Talk.
One hour of magical radio, and then we put it in a podcast with an RSS feed.
Whatever that means.
That RSS feed does is it tells all of the other podcast sites, hey, come get me. So no matter where you get your podcasts from, they will see this hour or any hour of the Good Day Show.
Well, do we identify them as this is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, the podcast.
In the description. Yeah, and definitely on the Blog Talk. We have a different section for each different part of the show.
Right.
Well, that RSS feed thing explains something. because suddenly, just this last week, Mary and I have received two requests from other health talk podcasts out there to come and be guests on their show,
right,
because they found out about us, and I kind of wondered how did they find out about us.
Yeah. So you need to be, we all need to be being smarter at this, with pushing out the information on Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, telling people that these podcasts, I don't think we post the podcast on the social media, but we tell people where to go, and I think
we drive back to the podcast from social media.
Yeah, right. So we have Kara's putting reminders up there every day, and so is Victoria about these podcasts. So you can go to the various sites that I just enumerated, starting with DougStephan.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, but this information is not just available once and that's it. And the podcasting has become a very important element. Speaking of that, Richie,
yeah.
And this has nothing to do with the health program, but on Up Close and Far Out, which is a podcast that's on Podcast One, I'm featured with Michael Harrison this week talking about all the things that have been done here, including the Good Day Health situation, all the other various things that I'm involved in as far as broadcasting is concerned. The point of this hour, especially, is to bring you up to date on what Jack Stockwell, who is available at theforbiddendoctor.com, you can also find him at jackstockwell.com, but the information that's most helpful to you is at the forbiddendoctor.com. And what happens there, you can go take a special syllabus that's there, and there's also a questionnaire which you can take, answer it, fill it out, doesn't cost you anything, and then if you have any kind of malady, there are 700 different maladies that are explained at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 700. Imagine the work that's taken for Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary to put that information together. The maladies are explained, and the healing protocol is explained. Again, that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The podcast this week is about the 10 most dangerous drugs that are there. So you're going to do one each week, or what? How does this
We thought we could run through the 10 really quick and put it into one podcast,
and by the
time we had done five, it was too long, so we cut it off there. So there's part one, part two, five this week, five next week.
What do you find in looking? You've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people downloading these podcasts every week. Is there a length? They more likely listen to something that's 20 or 25 minutes than they are 40 or 45 minutes?
It depends on the content. Now, we've had people tell us that your podcasts are too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've tried to shorten them. And then they come back and then they say,
You
touched on this, you briefly said this, you needed to go into this concept longer. And because you can stop it wherever it's at and do whatever it is you're doing and then come back later and listen to it again, we've kept them the same length. The standard advice out there is 25, 30 minutes max, maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Right.
But I've listened to some of these podcasts for 15 to 20 minutes, and it takes everything I've got to stay listening to it for 15 to 20 minutes, because a lot of them are just some amateur's approach to having some radio broadcasting experience in their life.
Yeah,
others, content rich.
All right. So let's go back to our main thrust here, a discussion about the Consumer Reports supplement article, headline, Supplements Can Make You Sick. What I found reading this article is it made me sick, because they're just so full of generalities and things that are aimed at scaring people without really the proper information. That's why Jack is here to counter that to a certain extent. So with this, I don't think that we emphasized enough the difference between some of the, and yeah, I don't care whether you name names or not. I went through a few of the ones that I've had over the years. Most of the drugstore chains, like CVS, has its own brand. Many of the other, I think some of the big box stores, department stores, Whole Foods has their own brand, that kind of stuff. Are you likely to get a better shake out of Whole Foods when it comes to supplements than you are GNC?
No.
I don't know, or the Vitamin Shoppe. I don't know the answer to
that?
What's the answer?
Well, it's still, read the label. If there's ingredients in that product that you can't pronounce, it's probably not food.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we've always liked about the protocols that we put on our website. You read it, and what's it going to say? Oat flour, carrot powder, beetroot, buckwheat juice, and then there'll be some extracts in there as well. But you read through it, and you, well, for Pete's sake, this is all food. That's what these things are. We don't think of them as supplements as much as we think of them as food concentrates. Whereas the other, some of the other stuff that's out there, it's one chemical name after another.
Yeah.
And because the FDA said, okay, well, it's close enough to the vitamin, you can go ahead and call it the vitamin. Remember what the FDA is there for, to make the world safe for drugs. It's not right. there to promote health. The FDA, like you said, it's a revolving
make the
door.
World,
but the bottom line is
promoting drugs.
They're all using the same chemical, so why pay three times as much if you're going to go the chemical route?
Precisely. And the chemical route will leave you deficient in that vitamin.
So like vitamin C is what? It's what acid?
Ascorbic acid.
What they do is they bubble up sulfuric acid through corn syrup. And the stuff that flakes across the top is ascorbic acid. And they scrape that off, they purify it, they stamp it in a pill. Some companies will put in a little tiny pinch of rose hips so they can put on the label food-based vitamin C, which again is nonsense. And because there isn't really deep regulation of this area of the industry, they get away with this kind of stuff and you have an unsuspecting public buying something.
So now we're back to the Consumer Reports article.
As I told Doug and Ken earlier this week when I read the article, there's parts of that article I agree with, parts of it I don't agree with, because they don't contradistinguish between chemicals and food.
Yeah, that's the real, that's what upset me about it. It's everything is the same. It's all, everything red is red. No, everything red isn't red. Everything red is light red, dark red, beet red,
real red,
rose colored.
So they use ascorbic acid for vitamin C because in the food that you eat, the active ingredient in the vitamin C that actually helps you is the ascorbic acid. Like if I eat broccoli, right?
Yeah.
And it's got some vitamin C, it's the ascorbic acid in that broccoli that is
That's the image, Ken, that's absolutely incorrect. The antioxidant that is in food is to protect the food from oxidation. The antioxidant in food has nothing to do with you. On a banana, the skin is the antioxidant. In other kinds of fruits and vegetables, the skin acts as an antioxidant, but once you get inside and you expose it to oxidation, it starts to brown as it does when it oxidizes. The antioxidant is like the bank guard in a bank. He's not sitting inside the vault with the money. He's out walking around trying to protect that bank. When antioxidants are promoted as the reason why we have these things, we miss the whole point. The reason that we eat broccoli is the sulforaphane and certain other kinds of chemicals that are present. Same with Brussels sprouts, same with cabbage. Some of the chemicals that are in there, the enzymes that are in there, the minerals that are in there, and the antioxidant that is present in these foods is to protect all those things from being oxidized. Once they get into our system, it's released. We don't need to worry about oxidation anymore. So it's not the antioxidant that's the benefit. It is there to protect the food from being oxidized by the atmosphere.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen on Good Day Health.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Here's John Prue, farmer and landowner at Prue Farms.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we can call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Enbridge reminds you to call 811 or click before you dig. Visit Enbridge.com/811 to learn more.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson.
Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with an observation about things hospitals are doing to make life better for you if, in fact, you have to go to the hospital. Most people dread going to the hospital. Here's the story about one hospital in West Bloomfield, Michigan, outside of Detroit, where patients come to the hospital. Uniformed valets and professional greeters are there. You get free Wi-Fi. Patient meals are served on demand 24 hours a day. Members of the spa staff give in-room massages and other treatments. Medical researchers say these amenities can improve health outcomes by reducing stress, reducing anxiety among the patients. Private rooms cut down on the transfer of disease as well. So they've changed the hospital. Everybody's got a private room. A big driver in the trend, hospitals' interest in marketing, making their hospital better than the next hospital to attract patients who have private insurance. That's what they want. Or their concierge kind of hospital, like concierge doctoring. You have a choice where you go if you've got a really good private insurance plan or you pay for it yourself. And this way there are word-of-mouth recommendations that go from people to people. It's a way for hospitals to compete with each other, says the program manager at Stanford Healthcare. In the absence of hard data on cancer treatment, for example, or surgery success, patients look to the quality of the hospital's environment. Somebody is feeling poorly after a tough procedure or taking some medication, they aren't going to just eat because it's mealtime, which is what you get in most hospitals, right? They bring in the tray, here it is, time for breakfast. No, these places are actually managing themselves so that they can make it much better for recovery for the patients. What a concept, huh? Food for thought. All right, we're at 48 past the hour. Good day, health, with Dr. Jack Stockwell from the Forbidden Doctor podcast, Forbidden Doctor website, where you can get that symptom survey done free.
Yes.
It isn't for free, Jack. It is free.
That's the correct English. Yes, you know how I am with that.
And we've tried to make that thing as user-friendly as possible. If there's something you're searching for, low libido, you just put that in the search, and it'll take you to what we recommend. If there's something with arthritis, something with osteoporitis, something with restless legs, bladder incontinence, diabetes, you type that into the search engine, and the protocol that we recommend will come up immediately.
All right. So that's Forbidden Doctor. .com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. I think we've said about as much as we need to about the Consumer Reports thing. Whether we go back around the next hour with Ken, we'll have some, I'm sure, focus on it. What I want to do in a minute, this is going to sound a little macabre, but I've been looking at the obituaries and the number of women who are dying in their 50s of ovarian cancer is startling. Yes. Startling. So we'll talk about that. Plus, it depends how much time we have. Let's see how we do with that in a few minutes. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Dr. Jack Steffen. He's got a license. I don't, but it's okay. 50 minutes after the hour.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Things here as we move ourselves into the last corner of this hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen is here. There are ways to keep your brain healthy and sharp. Let's see if we can get to that if time allows. But first, I'm looking at the Boston Globe death notices for yesterday. I know what people say, what the heck are you looking at that for? Well, I was actually looking for somebody that I know who a friend of mine had passed away, get a little more, just see if the information is out there. And as I'm looking through this, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 women, all in their early 50s, every one of them, who have died in this last, less than a week? How often every day they publish new death notices? So in this particular, there's 2 pages of death notices in the Globe, and in that list there are 5 women, age 51. Let's see, this woman was 53, 5-year battle with ovarian cancer. let's see, this woman in Winchester, ovarian cancer, this woman over here, ovarian cancer, the other woman, breast cancer. What in the name of God is going? We talk about all of the you know, that we brag about how long our lives are. Here are women, and I'm going to guarantee you, 100 years ago, you know, women didn't live to be as old as they do today, but they weren't dying at 51 of ovarian cancer, I can tell you that. So what the heck's going on?
Well, it's there's a two-part aspect to this. Like when you and I were kids, and you've only got me by a couple of years, when you and I were kids, you'd have to go looking for some time to find somebody that had cancer.
Yeah.
When we were school kids, there was almost, except for an occasional cold, nobody ever got sick.
Mm-mm.
Back then, there were no autoimmune diseases.
Yeah.
So besides the cancer and the autoimmune diseases, the twofold thing that I'm looking at is, number one, the severe state of malnutrition that exists in this country, because of all the overly processed foods and all the different kinds
and
of chemicals that are in the foods.
To go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, some people are trying to alleviate that by going the supplement route,
yeah,
which is understandable, but then it becomes very finite as to what you're actually putting in your body. Excuse me, go ahead.
No. And then the other thing is the vast amount of poisons that are in our environment. Because of the kind of manufacturing that we have, the kinds of products that we bring into our home, not just the processed foods, but the chemical agents, all of the solvent fumes, everything else, these are constant insult to normal functioning tissue, and it leads to mutations. And when you couple mutating tissue inside the body, such as ovarian cancer, and then when they talk about survival rates, they mentioned that five-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, I don't know if that's the same for a lot of different cancers, but I know for ovarian cancer, 5 years is considered to be a certain. They measure the different stages of cancer based on a five-year survival rate.
Yeah.
And the lesser the stage, the longer you're going, your chance, or the better your chances are of surviving. The worse the cancer case, then the less, based on a five-year period, even though there's a lot of people who survive past 5 years. But when you compare what's going on in this country today to what it was when you and I were kids, cancer is the number one killer of children up to the age of 15 now. That just came out from the FDA here some time ago. I didn't know any kids with cancer when I was a kid. And it's the number one cause of cancer now. And again, it's basically a two-pronged approach. The kind of stuff we put into our bodies through oral means and the other stuff, just the constant barrage of poisons that we face on a daily basis. And without a strong, resilient, ebullient immune system's response to these kinds of agents, we're a sitting duck for these kinds of diseases.
Well, it just seems to me that we ought to wake up and understand what's going on here. Not only do we have more and more horrors in the other, it's stuff like flora in the water, some of the things that are in the air that we breathe. I remember working in a electric motor shop when I was a kid in high school. As I worked on the farm in the daytime and nighttime, I worked at the electric motor shop cleaning engines, and the solvent was, I used to think the solvent smelled fine. I didn't mind the smell of it, but when you look and see what's in it,
wow.
I'm surprised my lungs are still where they are.
That explains a whole lot.
Oh, thank you, Richie. That's very nice. Yeah. But, you know, that's it. That may be, it may explain some stuff, Rich, actually. It might.
Kind of like sniffing the glue, right?
Yeah, exactly. Remember, we used to love to smell gasoline before they took the damn lead out of it. Now it doesn't smell, it smells awful. It's healthier, but it doesn't smell as good.
Well, strengthen that pancreas. That's the answer here. Strengthen the pancreas.
And we do that with
work
the
out my pancreas today.
The Long Life Energy Enzymes. Did you get it? ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.